Because the big news is the big news is that the Bulls are back, baby.
I wanted to see. I didn't want to like throw you under the bus, but like I wanted to see what you would do because I know you haven't played anything because we talked about it before. And I'd be like, Peggy B, you go first. Let's see what you say because you always got some good one-liners in there, and I got one out of you, and that's amazing.
Bulls are back, man. Are you kidding me? This is a great week for us. We got Nikola Vucevic and a very nice small forward called Alfred Aminu. And from the Manuel Manning. So now we got two all-stars. We got Zach LaVine on the guard. We got Vooch down low in the center. Woo! Watch out. Bulls going to be making the playoff this year. Watch out. So very exciting. Plus, out of nowhere, we get the Time Lord, Daniel Theis from Boston. A nice stretch four or five that we could just have on the wing. Zach LaVine or Kobe White dishing on those wide open Jays. Woo! Let's go, Bulls Nation. We're going to be in the playoffs this year. I guarantee it.
Little did everybody know, but this is actually going to be episode 51.2, the sports segment. So we're going to talk sports.
We could talk about that. I know you're not. We could talk about how the Bears completely botched it by getting Andy Dalton. That was a swing and a miss.
Okay, so we can talk about this, man. The Bears is. I'm a Bears fan. Because of the hometown, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I know and what I like, right? But in the last 10 years, 10 plus years, I made my way over, you know, to the bayous and spent a lot of time enjoying football from the New Orleans Saints. So I am a Saints fan, probably primarily, but I'll root for the Bears if they're on.
Sure.
Or talk shit about them because they suck. but the Bears just know how to fucking shit on everybody, dude. Oh my god. If anybody who's anybody that's been watching sports, man, Andy Dalton shit the bed in Dallas. Like, this is unreal. And now that's like, yeah, let's give him like $10 million. What? Like, this is what? Why don't we just save the $10 million and go for like another draft pick or like make a better move? And oh my god, we got Andy Dalton, man. Like, Jesus Christ. I mean, who knows, maybe this is his comeback year and like he'll switch it up and like take us, you know, 3-14 or whatever the records go for these days. But like, and then they pretty much like cleaned house again too. They got rid of like Kyle Fuller, which was stupid.
True.
Now they're trying to like hunt down like another running back, and it's like maybe we should just focus our money on like our offensive line or something. So the Bears shit the bed. Nothing new. A little more, you know, news for me, I guess, is that Drew Brees announced his retirement. Also, shout out to number nine, one of the greatest to ever do it. And Tom Brady's back for another year. So sports are getting nuts in the football world.
Yes, sir.
You got any other like sports news besides that, you know, the Cubs can open up?
Cubs and White Sox are opening up. We'll see what happens. It's interesting. It's probably the first time like we kind of switched where like the White Sox are kind of like the hot team that could make the World Series and the Cubs are a little bit more scrappy young players.
Yeah, but I feel like the Cubs have a little more experience throughout the infield too.
True, true. Yeah. Like
we've kept the majority of the team. Like, mm-hmm. We got rid of some pitchers that were kind of shitty. And we got Jake Arrieta back.
That's exciting.
Which is awesome. So hopefully he can help round us out because I think he's almost done too, man. So we'll see if Jake can take us to new levels. But we don't have closing pitchers, which is the worst part. Like, the Cubs can get a solid seven. And then when it comes to, like, the last two innings, they're, you know, very nerve-wracking. We had Pedro Strop, which was a loose cannon. Jason Edwards, who was like, he was on once a month. And it just was a little rough, but I'll never root for the South Side. So.
Oh, I wasn't suggesting. I know you believe Cubby Blue. I'm just saying from an outside perspective that.
It's like a general sports overview.
General sports over, like, the White Sox are, like, they have a lot of good pitching talent. They have a pretty deep starting three or four with some like true legit aces. I'm just saying it's kind of a reverse, because most times when I was growing up in Chicago, as you were, is like the White Sox were kind of like the young, kind of scrappy team. Like we could play, we play for grit, and like the White and the Cubs had a little bit more of that polish, you know, a little bit more superstars on their team. And now it's like, oh, it's kind of a slight reversal in role.
Yeah, that 2000 era, the 2000 era of like the White Sox, where they won the World Series, like they were aggressive, mm-hmm. you know, and you could see that because you'd always see fights, and like Ozzie Guillen was a monster of a coach, and like he was always out there just hooting and hollering, and you know they had a good run, and they had plenty of time to rebuild, but mm-hmm. I don't think they'll make it, and that's just pure hate.
let's end on a positive note.
Positive note: the Bulls are back.
The Bulls are back, and Loyola Chicago is in the Sweet 16. So hopefully, we do not jinx them. And when this episode's released, we're talking about them being in the Elite Eight and maybe marching back to the Final Four. So hopefully. Let's go, Sister Jean and the Loyola Ramblers.
Also, too, with that is, I think it's funny that like you know U of I made it, but they had like the two Illinois teams had to go at it, mm-hmm. and Loyola came out on top because U of I shit the bed. So. Positive note, go, what are they, Ramblers, I guess?
Yep.
So, go Ramblers, and the Council Boys are out. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Council Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Council Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Council Podcast also. Follow us on Twitter. We're the Council Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingcouncilpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.